In his address, Abbott called for more student mental health screenings as part of his school safety plan in response to last year's Santa Fe High School shooting. He says programs like these have helped to remove potentially dangerous students.
School districts across the entire state deserve access to these very same services.
Abbott also cited as an emergency item a bill filed by Flower Mound Republican Senator Jane Nelson. It would create a statewide mental health care consortium. The group would be tasked with expanding services throughout the state and improving access to care.
Mental health issues are not just confined to our schools. They touch our entire society.
Like veterans, the governor called for fully funding mental health programs for them. In their response to Abbott's speech, Democratic lawmakers signaled their support for increased mental health funding. Here's Representative Chris Turner, a Democrat from Arlington.
We salute the governor's comments on mental health and agree we absolutely must do more on mental health care. But it's disappointing the governor did not address the fact that Texas still has the highest rate of uninsured and the highest number of uninsured of any state in the country.
A 2018 analysis from the Center for Public Policy Priorities found the uninsured rate in Texas is growing. Greg Hanch is with the Texas chapter of NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. Hanch was pleased to see the governor shine a spotlight on mental health, but he too saw a missed opportunity.
Access to insurance can be a really critical touch point for people with mental illness. We would strongly encourage Texas to close the coverage gap and expand Medicaid in this legislative session.
Texas opted out of Medicaid expansion under the Affordable Care Act. It's worth noting that the measures Governor Abbott has listed as emergency items are not guaranteed to become law. Typically, lawmakers can't pass bills until 60 days into the legislative session. Abbott's declaration simply means that the legislature can take up those emergency items right away. Saida Hassan, KERA News.